your business.
All right, kicking off the week again here on America Tonight, always at the top with our pals in Washington, the True Insiders. We got the Grand Dame on with us, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, Egypt, 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 what's the latest?
What's going on in Egypt is the former president. That's not the most recent president. The most recent president was President Morsi. This is President Mubarak. And everybody thought he was going to die. Yes, he didn't. And they were about to let him out of jail, but then they decided there was another charge against him. So far, they have not let him out of jail.
Ooh. What do you think? What's your gut tell you? You've been all over the Middle East. What do you think is going to happen here?
I've also been to Egypt. My gut is that I think we ought to stay out of it. We already got our paws in it. I think that it was a coup d'etat, no matter what you want to say. We may not. You know, I remember going to Saudi Arabia several years ago and the Sharjah affair saying, you know, if you have an election in this country, you're not going to like what you get. And I think that's the same way in Egypt. If you're going to start yelling about democracy every 2 minutes, you got to take the results. And then you can't be working against the results, which is what we did in terms of supporting the military. If you're going to get democracy, sometimes you're not going to like what you get.
Yeah, well said. There you go. How about this story about the White House getting the heads up that the London cops were going to detain David Miranda? He's the partner of the Guardian journalist, Glenn Greenwald.
Well, I didn't quite say it in that way. They did say that they were given a heads up, but we don't know whether they got the heads up before or after.
All right, yeah, and that makes a difference.
We certainly, they may have gotten it during, and we also don't know what happened in terms of their ability to gather the electronic documents that were taken from him or electronic other things.
Yeah, and Greenwald, so everybody knows, is the guy who worked with Ed Snowden to expose all the details of the NSA spying stuff that now we've been talking about a lot.
The New York Times did a story about them this week about another female reporter. She was on the cover of the New York Times magazine.
Well, I didn't see that. That's I get the New York Times.
Yeah, and I mean, they are just after them like you cannot believe. And it's just outrageous.
Yeah. Look out. Exactly. All right. Speaking of whistleblowers, Bradley Manning expected to be sentenced on Tuesday. They say maybe 60 years in prison.
60 years is ridiculous. I mean, listen, they tortured the guy. They put him in solitaire. I mean, they really screwed him up. And frankly, I think they ought to let him out for time served. They won't, but maybe the judge will be reasonable and only do something like 8 or 10 years.
All right. We'll see what happens there. Yeah, well, I agree. Depending on how many years or what are they going to say there.
Right.
We'll be talking about it, obviously. The last thing
they're
is
trying to discourage anybody from doing what he did.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the example. So you do this. This is what's going to happen to you. All right. One last one. You and I have talked about this a ton over the past year and a half here and there. The Keystone XL oil pipeline. Now the Interior Department saying forget about it, could have a negative impact on natural resources, yada, yada, yada. So you think this is
right,
going to be a no-go?
Right, and the president will get a lot of grief for that from the right. I mean, they're already saying it's going to create, you know, 30,000 jobs or whatever. Well, then some people will say it's going to create 300 jobs, and nobody really knows what it's going to create or not create.
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Ellen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, as we always do at the top, I mentioned there, of course, kicking around what's coming in and out of Washington. And, you know, frankly, the effect that it has on all of us across the nation, because right now the lawmakers off in the middle of the 5-week vacation, but once they come back, only 15 bills became laws. There are a lot of things to tackle in the next couple of months. Will anything of significance actually come of stuff like Egypt, which is very, very important because we keep talking about the money distribution, and it's more than just the money, the $1.5 billion in giving that to Egypt. It's really our stake and how we appear to the rest of the world. It's foreign relations. It's what's happening internationally and how we're perceived, and we have certainly talked about that a lot on America tonight. At this point, do you think we're still considered to be the superpower that nobody wants to mess with, but everybody wants to befriend? I would say no, we've lost a lot of that. We're somewhere in the middle, not completely out of the picture, but getting further down the line where China and Russia and some other countries are starting to really make more of a mark internationally. And how hard is that to think of, that the United States wouldn't be number one on anybody's list as far as who do you contact when you're in trouble? You know, who are you going to as an ally to rely on? And that would always have been the United States. Who were you trying to get to pay attention to what was happening in your country? And where people were in trouble and they were looking for some kind of an edge, some way to try to become more democratic, they looked to us. They looked to the United States. And now I think that our view on the world stage, or how we are viewed, has dwindled. And this nonsense in Egypt is huge. What has happened and what's unfolded there, and our part in that, the turmoil there, the chaos, has affected us. About 1,000 people now have been killed since last week between security forces backed by the ruling military, supporters of Mohamed Morsi, the first supposedly legitimately elected president in Egyptian history. He was booted in July. As Ellen said, it's a coup, and people won't say it's a coup because of the money game there. But Egypt is caught in the hurricane in a cycle of nothing but violence, and Egyptians have the constant back and forth into the confusion as to who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. And it comes down to the same thing that I've been talking about probably ad nauseum. Do we give the money or do we not give the money? Republicans and Democrats are agreeing on this a lot. Suspend that aid. Cut the crap and just suspend it. Let's get away from this and move on to something else. Now they're considering suspending the delivery of those Apache helicopters that they agreed to sell to Egypt. We already canceled the military exercises with that country. But that's more symbolic probably than anything else. Even though that money really for what Egypt needs is a drop in the bucket for them, it's still significant enough. Significant enough. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, they want the Muslim Brotherhood done with. They're promising $12 billion this year. So they're going to have the leverage for sure. I mean, we are crushed, and I agree with this. Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, says, he said it the best, we're into a cycle of revenge. We're caught in this cycle of revenge, and we're in a tough spot. We need to bail. We need to bail. That will give us more leverage. We're not going to get any leverage if we don't bail on this situation. It's a disaster. All right, what do you say? You can always weigh in. You know that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
All right, a big shout out to all our pals at Pal Talk and all of you who are sending me emails. The mailbox is filling up. This is it, the definitive thing, the line in the sand. Where do we stand, folks? Let's cut the nonsense and silence the critics. Stand up and be heard. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The Egypt puzzle looms large, and it does affect us. I don't care if you're living in Valdosta, Georgia, or Denton, Texas. It affects all of us. It affects all of us because you're a taxpayer, I'm a taxpayer, and our money going to aid foreign lands, if we're going to cherry pick, let's pick this one out because we don't need to go there. I like to mix in a lot of odds and ends. Like I said, Egypt looms large. I think it's a huge story that has massive repercussions, but there are certainly other things as well. You know, there was an interesting story about Senator Cruz. And Senator Cruz is somebody whose name keeps getting thrown up for different things, different committees, that kind of stuff. He's still new, really, basically a freshman. But he's saying he's going to renounce his Canadian citizenship. How many people knew that? So he's from Texas. And he's talking about the fact that he's got a Canadian citizenship. He is a Tea Party darling, there's no doubt about it. And there was a report that broke and I don't think very many people knew this, I can say that I, for one, who knew a little bit about Ted Cruz, did not know this. He was born in Canada. And so here's the thing. He's 42 years old. People are already touting him to maybe run for president. So let's get this out of the way. Dump Canada. That's what they're saying. Get Canada out of the way. He released his birth certificate, and that's what he's going to do. He holds dual citizenship. He's going to renounce it. Because somebody dug this up, he gave a copy of the document to the Dallas Morning News, big newspaper, one of the top four in the country, right? They posted a picture of it online on Monday. So it shows Cruz's birth in Calgary, Alberta. And it lists his mother, who was born in Delaware, his father as a native of Cuba. So, boy, this story gets interesting, doesn't it? Father's from Cuba, mother's from Delaware, born in Canada. Because the father was an engineer, and they came to Canada. It was part of that whole energy boom thing in the 70s. Most of his early years are in Houston, if you trace his history. This guy wants to be prez. He certainly wants to go further up the chain. How much further can you go? So, Cruz is dumping Canada. He said that the facts of my birth are straightforward. I was born in 1970 in Calgary, Canada. My mother was a U.S. citizen. I was a U.S. citizen by birth. When I was a kid, my mom told me I could choose to claim Canadian citizenship if I wanted. I got my U.S. passport in high school. Because I was a U.S. citizen at birth, because I left Calgary when I was four and have lived my entire life in the U.S., this is from the out of the mouths of babes, this is from Senator Cruz, and because I have never taken affirmative steps to claim Canadian citizenship, I assumed that was the end of the matter. No. So he does have a dual citizenship. So he's renouncing it. And this is the part I like the best. Nothing against Canada, but I'm an American by birth and a U.S. senator. I believe I should only be American. How about that? You know, very little was known about him. He was a Texas Solicitor General and a veteran of George W. Bush's presidential campaign. He worked hard on that campaign. That's how he got known, and people gave him a leg up. And then he launched his bid to replace Kay Bailey Hutchinson when she announced she was retiring. So there was massive grassroots support for Cruz. And he upset a mainstream Republican favorite, a very powerful lieutenant governor in the Republican primary. Then he just coasted on to win in November. So he became a Tea Party darling overnight, and then that was it. Because he called for, remember this, shutting down the federal government, trying to block funding for Obamacare and a couple of other things. He was part of that whole filibuster with Senator Rand Paul. So, I mean, this is the bottom line. Get out a little shovel, start digging, and then you find out, whoops, Canada. And it is legal to hold both citizenships, by the way. I mean, how many people do it? I've run into people who do that. Of course, it is legal. But that can't happen. He's not becoming president with dual citizenship, so he's dumping it. Interesting, isn't it? I mean, you never know. I think they were upset when they got this call. Not thinking, I mean, this was a real curveball. First of all, not thinking about it, not thinking that anything was happening there, and then getting the call that, hey, by the way, did you know you're Canadian? Oh, well. A lot of good things come out of Canada. There are a lot of great Canadian imports. Think of some of the funny comedy acts. Think of Michael J. Fox. For goodness sake, think of some of the wonderful Canadian hockey players that fill our NHL teams. Oh, yeah, there's some Canadian imports for sure. To be president, you have got to be born in the United States. And, of course, you know, we've seen this before, and this was the argument with Barack Obama about his birth certificate and all that kind of stuff. So, All right, we swing from Ted Cruz saying goodbye to Canada to many people, sadly, in central Idaho saying goodbye to their houses. The firemen are trying desperately to save whatever they can, but now they're over 100,000 acres, which is crazy. It started off as just a little tiny fire. I know the last time I was on the air, I was talking about it wasn't very many acres, but you could tell that it was rapidly becoming a serious thing. When they get those helicopters up there and they say they have more than a dozen and they're dumping that fire retardant, it's bad. And that's what's happening. Ketchum, Idaho, very, very popular place to go, to live, to go and visit. And it's nasty stuff. And with so many places on fire in the West, there are firemen from all over the place. Hotshots and others who are just have been on the road for weeks trying to help, trying to do whatever they can, because there's no way locally they can fight that kind of a deal. I mean, it's been a tinderbox. You get a lightning strike, you get those days where just anything, a smoldering campfire, and it's up, and it's game on, and it has been game on for a long time. I did a couple of stories on firemen when I was doing television, and I can remember going into the firehouse and having, the firemen show me the ropes, what happens and whatnot. I mean, even the equipment alone, trying to lug it, is you got to be in shape. So now we're talking about guys that are just flat out exhausted, just getting an hour's sleep here and there. It's crazy. So we have, if you're keeping score on what we've talked about, we have Egypt on life support and our standing in the world on life support. We have Senator Cruz booting Canada to the curb. Whoops, not thinking that that was an issue. And then we have a couple of other things to put into the mix besides, including looking at, and it's crazy to think of already, because 2016 to me seems so far off. Yet, already, the discussion is on Hillary Clinton, and is she running, and is Joe Biden running? And Joe Biden has really hinted for sure he's going to run. He's just going to be that guy. He's going to run for president until the day he dies. He's just going to keep running. He's going to be there. He's going to be in the debates. And then finally, he's just dumps out of the race like he does every single time. I guarantee he'll be in that race. Guarantee it. Court martials. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
Oh, well, I think it's going to be more than a kick in the head when U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning is sentenced. He has gone through now the verdict and everything else, and he's waiting to see at the sentencing hearings that he's also gone through what he ultimately will get. You know, it could be up to 90 years, but 60 is the number that people keep thinking that the U.S. government wants to see that, suggesting that to the judge. So he was 22 when he was stationed in Iraq as an Army intelligence analyst. He was disillusioned. We know his whole thing. He wanted to be a woman, other personal things about him. But the bottom line is he had the largest dump of information to WikiLeaks, and all of those government secrets were spilled out. The state's secrets were spilled out. And that was during the, think about that, the Hillary Clinton era. She was the Secretary of State and was not happy about it. But just in general, names of people who were helping soldiers and whatnot, so some of the stuff wasn't good. He was found in violation of the Espionage Act of 1917, guilty of all charges except, and this was a big one because this would have definitely sealed the deal for him, aiding the enemy. He said he was regretted what he did. He understood that he was doing wrong, but he didn't appreciate the broader effects of his actions. That he said he only wanted to help people, not hurt people. So that's what he said. How much time does he get? I mean, so there's the question. Ellen said it's 60 years. That's ridiculous. That's outrageous. They threw him in a hole, and he shouldn't get that. What do you think? Bradley Manning wore the uniform. Bradley Manning dumped all the information out there, and he dumped out some pretty useful information, actually, and some that made people take a second look at what was going on. Does he deserve to get a whole bunch of years? What do you think he should get? If you wore the uniform, or if you were in the uniform and you were an analyst, you're disillusioned, you're got other crazy things going on in your head, and you're being preyed upon a little bit by fellow soldiers, and you decide, you know what, this is just, I'm just going to dump this information out there. I'm just going to do it. How much time does he deserve for that? How much should he get? Boy, I'll tell you what, the guys in uniform, it's tough, because I know some people in the military, a lot of people in the military, who just shake their heads at some of what's happened, like Major Nidal Hassan and his representing himself in court, where he was supposed to be deployed to Afghanistan, that he shouted, Allah Akbar, opened fire at Fort Hood, destroyed a bunch of lives, killed 13 people, wounded dozens more. We live in a democracy, innocent until proven guilty. He gets a trial. He's in the trial. He's paralyzed in the trial phase. He's paralyzed from the waist down after he was shot. And he's representing himself in the court-martial. And he's facing 13 counts of premeditated murder, 32 counts of attempted murder, which would kind of leave him still open to the death penalty. He says he was protecting the Taliban from the U.S., which he says is at war with Islam. And, you know, right in his opening statement, he said, I'm the shooter. I'm the shooter. So there you go. That's strike two. Number two. And we can go back in our history, too, and think of a few others. Abu Ghraib was still the thing that really irks way too many people. You think of Lindy England and the photograph of her torturing some of the detainees, or the thing with the collar around their necks and all that kind of stuff. And she went through a court-martial. And that seems like 100 years ago, doesn't it? 2005. Mistrial, then a retrial. And she was convicted of conspiracy, mistreating prisoners, committing an indecent act. And she was dishonorably discharged, sentenced to 3 years in prison. And after her release, she said she was coerced into posing for the photos by an officer who fathered her child. I mean, these are like stories you cannot make up. They're crazy, crazy stories. And there are a slew of others, too. But I know guys that wear the uniform hate that. Oh, they hate that. If you think about it overall, and I could go way back in the archives, it's a handful. It's a handful. It's not really a ridiculous amount. Manning is the biggest thing now going. What's going to happen? How many years does he get sentenced? He already got the conviction, and that's not a surprise. The verdict's already in, so it's a question of years at this point. I think I agree with Ellen. I don't think 60 is the number he should get, but I think he's going to get the max. I think he's going to get what they think is the max. I think he is going to get 60 in prison. Then you think of things that other people have done and what ultimately the time is that they serve. Manslaughter, second degree, and all of that. And how many years are they serving? But this is the biggest classified information dump in our history. And when you mess with the powerful people, they're going to mess back with you. Because they bite at the State Department, and he had no idea, I don't believe, what he was in for. I think he had no clue what was happening, was going to happen to him, and what had happened as it unfolded. As it was unfolding. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up in our final segment here on America Tonight, another shark attack. Boy, we just get out of Shark Week, and then we have a couple of these crazy shark attacks. And I was talking about a bear attack the other night on the show, and it turns out, I didn't even realize this, there have been 7 bear attacks in 7 days. We know. Have you been camping? We know that bears can get close, and because we're impinging on their habitat, it's not necessarily unusual, but the size, the girth of these animals, the kind of black bears and stuff we're talking about, boy, I would be scared to death. I think of that scene in We Bought a Zoo, where Matt Damon is trying to get the bear that got loose, and then the bear confronts him and just practically every piece of spit left in his mouth, I think, was right in his face. It was crazy, and you think, that's how you confront a bear? I mean, you freeze, they say it. I would just be frozen in sheer panic if that happened. Sheer panic. It has to feel like that, I would assume, when you're confronted. 7 attacks. 7. That's crazy. Is it more reporting? Is it a little of this, a little of that? I think it's a little of this and a little of that. I think so. I think that because we've gotten on into their territory, that's part of it. But I think there's some other things, too, that are affecting it. The habitat, definitely. Maybe people leaving food. You know, they always say to be so careful with the food, but maybe that's part of it. So you think, all right, I can stumble down here and I can grab some food, and maybe that's part of it. Might be. Whenever there's conflict in the Middle East, and we've been kicking around the sands of the Middle East for a while now, everybody wants to know, well, does this affect oil? What does this do to the economy? And it's been 4 down days on the stock market, and unemployment still holding steady at what it was. And according to Goldman Sachs, global oil supplies have tightened in the last couple of weeks, with the summer driving season coming up to a close. Prices for Brent crude oil, because I always say, you look at a barrel of oil, what it costs, $115 in the near future. The benchmark now, $110. That's pretty big. I would say that's pretty big. So you may see a real jump coming up here. So far, pretty steady. The average price, $353. But boy, that can flip in an instant. And that's all you need. For example, Iraq produces 3.2 million barrels a day and expects to produce 4.5 million barrels next year. Boy, that's a lot. It seems like a lot to me anyway, doesn't it? So with the Iraq oil fields and all the pumping that's going on there, they expect a small drop in the oil exports, easy for me to say, because of that. So if that totally happens, you really might see the prices go in the opposite direction. You might see a huge increase. Because if it's not getting out, nothing's getting pumped, nothing's coming in, that has an effect on Wall Street and has an effect on our lives, definitely. Without question. I mentioned the bear attacks. Coming up, I'm going to tell you where the shark attack happened. It's, here we go, back-to-back attacks. Crazy how many have happened and the precautions they're taking to help the people who are getting into the water. We're going to talk about it next on America Tonight.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for 2 adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of 4. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order 2 or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A shark bit a 16-year-old boy across both legs as he was surfing in Hawaii on Sunday. This happened on the Big Island, and it was the witnesses say it was an 8-foot gray shark that attacked him. They took him to a hospital. They're not releasing anything about his condition. Luckily, they were able to get him into the helicopter, and they circled the area looking for sharks, but they couldn't find anything. The shark attack is the 4th in the last month, the 9th for the year in Hawaii. Last year, Hawaii had 11 shark attacks. We just went through Shark Week. I thought that shark attacks were rare. And the shark attacks have been on the uptick, according to the University of Florida. They keep these new statistics. They say the fatality rate in the United States, though, is just 2%. But I'm sorry, the fatality rate, after I saw the Discovery Channel with people having their skin hang off like it wasn't skin, like they came out of the water with bones, oh, I can't even believe I still watched whatever that thing was called. And they kept flashing warnings, graphic, graphic, and I thought, what's, they never do that graphic. at the Discovery Channel. Oh, was I wrong? And so here we go again with another attack. My goodness. And naturally, I know somewhere my mother is smiling down at us because she was such a huge fan of going to Hawaii and loved the islands and that whole thing. My mother, as some of you may know, died in January after a short battle, sadly, with colon cancer, and her wishes were to go to Hawaii. So we're taking her to Hawaii in January, and here we have all these shark attacks. And if she were alive, we'd be talking about that. We'd be talking about the fact that my nephew who wants to snorkel is going to ask about sharks because we wouldn't let him watch, you know, Shark Week because he's a little freaked about the idea of sharks, and he lives in Florida. So anytime there's any kind of an attack, if it's serious or not, it gets blown up, and then that's the kind of stuff that he sees. But that's serious that you have four shark attacks in just 1 month, and they say that the shark attacks could be because they've had some of the clearer water has been whipped up when they were having a hurricane. There was a hurricane or a tropical storm that was bearing down on Hawaii. But how long is that going to last? And I don't know that. I'm not buying that excuse. So, you know, here's the thing. So they say, you know, oh, there's only 2% fatalities. But what about people losing their arms? Like this woman, this tourist from Germany, she had her arm removed. She was in Maui. She was 50 yards off the beach and was attacked by a shark. And I'm thinking, you know, it could be, who knows what kind of shark. It could be a bull shark because that's what, they'll hit you, boom. And they'll hit you and they could remove a limb or grab some of your skin or whatever it is. And then they usually leave, but not always. So that's a crazy thing. And so overall, shark attacks are, that's why they're saying 2%, are pretty low. Pretty low. And if you remember, just last week, we had a shark expert on America Tonight to talk about that. He was great. He was talking about the misconceptions about sharks, and he was talking about, we were both talking about finning and how we both think finning is a terrible, terrible thing where you have all these fishermen, especially in Japan, it's a big deal, and they'll grab up sharks and they cut off the fin and then they dump the carcass back into the ocean. And that's partially what's pushing, in some areas, pushing sharks to the shore, because if their noses are so sensitive and if they smell the dead carcasses of fellow sharks, it pushes them inward. They're not going to swim in their normal waters where they would be their habitats. So the panic button has been hit somewhat. Here's the deal, and other people have said this to me. I mean, this is their habitat. So if you get into water that has sharks in it, or it's shark infested water, certainly the people that are surfing near seals and that kind of thing, I mean, you're just dancing on top of danger anyway, because if they're pushed closer to shore, as was explained to us last week, and the seal population is there, well, that's what's going to happen. I mean, there's that possibility. It's a pretty high possibility, especially if it's a certain time of year, like in Northern California, where you know that the sharks are coming down, because that could drive them in closer to shore. Right? So what's going on with the sharks and the bears and the common denominator, their food supply? They need food, so they're coming in closer is what it is, I guess. But this kid was surfing, and they know this. They know that this is part of the deal when you surf in Hawaii and certain beaches, that there's always that possibility. All right, and we have some breaking news, too, in the meantime, nothing to do with sharks or bears or any of that kind of stuff. But what we talked about at the top of the show with Ellen Ratner when she joined us, the U.S. now, it's official, is temporarily holding up military aid to Egypt holding up that aid. So $1.5 billion not going in the direction of Egypt yet. They're stopping that because that should have been already dumped in, and it's not. They didn't stroke a check to Egypt, so we'll see how this all plays out. I think depending on, first of all, the chaos going on over there, but you know, ultimately, we know that the Mohamed Morsi nonsense and the fact that they're saying he's being detained again. I mean, hello, is there any doubt that that was a coup? Of course it was. The military took over, so that means we can't do it. We can't pump money into Egypt. So I think that's why ultimately, as much as they were trying to hold this off, they can't do it anymore. And this means this whole thing is frozen for now. Frozen at this point. But with the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and all those others dumping money in, they're trying to push the MB out of the country. This gives them another leg up, in a sense, because no money is coming the way of the United States, at least now. At least now, no money is coming there. All right, so I did get two notes about the Sharks, which maybe bring them up earlier in the day, from our mailbag. One from Jake, listening in Austin, Texas, and he says, "Hey, Katie Kate, have you seen that there have been some shark attacks lately in the Aloha Land? I would say people might prefer the pools and looking at the beautiful palm trees and the waters of Hawaii maybe for a little while before they jump back in, if you know what I mean. I wonder if this is affecting snorkeling and diving trips off any of the islands." Yeah, I didn't see that it was affecting that, because tourists, which this is, I mean, there's tourists all the time in Hawaii through the summer. There's plenty of tourists there. And that's what you do in Hawaii. You snorkel because you want to see the pretty fish and the turtles. And it's very, very big to snorkel or snuba or scuba and go in Maui, go to Malakini. So from what I can tell, it has not affected that business at this point, anyway. They really try to play down any kind of shark attacks, as you can imagine, in Hawaii. Then this one from the Greater Good, who says, "For goodness sake, stay out of the water if you know that there's a possibility of sharks. Why not sightsee from the decks of a very, very big boat?" And of course, that's what a lot of people do. They go whale watching when it's whale season, and they're on the boat watching. I haven't heard anything about Malakini, though. There's a lot of boats, a lot of people out there, and perhaps they're not having any problems there. Just a couple of oddball things, for goodness sake, that are being blown up big time. Any thoughts on America Tonight? You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. Thanks for listening to the show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com.